Merry Christmas.
Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. This is the reality, the mystery that we enter into as we celebrate Christmas. And there are so many components to it. And I love how there's so much around the celebration of this mystery, this holiday, Christmas, the nativity of the Lord. And it's kind of funny to me that I, within these celebrations, place so many expectations on something that in reality is so unexpected. The way that God works and brings about our Savior, Christ the Lord. There are so many pieces that are unexpected. And yet I have found this year especially, as so many of the things that I tried to do or normally traditionally would do for the celebration of Christmas, as I saw so many of my expectations just obliterated by 2020, I thought, wait a minute, why am I placing so many expectations into this reality that has within it so many unexpected, beautiful things? Instead, what an invitation to sit with the promise in the face of all these things that are unexpected. The continuity of that promise that exists regardless of how chaotic or messy things are. At 3 o'clock today, we celebrated the vigil mass for Christmas out at Tolton in the gym. There was one here, but we also had one out at the high school in a gymnasium. And so we knew right away that this was going to be strange, celebrating Christmas mass in a high school gym. And so we did a lot of preparation and the decorations and the music and putting everything together so that it was beautiful and as glorious as it could be. And we were setting up, and it was about 30 minutes till Mass began, and the principal, Dr. Everett, and myself, we were taking the last things down, and we're like, wow, we're really ahead. Like, everything has fallen together perfectly. And then about 5 minutes before Mass began, we realized there was an issue with the microphones. And so then there were the next few minutes of chaos as we tried to figure out how we were going to have the sanctuary mic'd appropriately. And so when Mass was supposed to begin at 3, I was still in the back going, test one, test, test, test one. And that's how we started the Christmas celebration. And as we were back there saying, test, test, and people kept looking back like, what's going on? Like, why aren't you ready? You've had time to prepare this. Gary Link, our activities director, he leans over and he goes, the little lights aren't twinkling, Clark. A quote from one of my favorite movies, Christmas Vacation. And in that situation, Clark Griswold has put so much effort into decorating his home for Christmas. He has covered the outside with lights, and there's been a drama through the whole experience, and yet finally it works. And it's this glorious moment, and his father-in-law says, the little lights aren't twinkling, Clark. There's always something. And you know, that line is humorous, and it's a funny part that I've always laughed at. Of course, there's something that's wrong with it. But this year, when Gary said that, I realized, wow, that's so the reality. That we as human beings are always trying to get it together. And we want it to be perfect, and we want to present ourselves as put together and perfect. But sometimes we do that to the point where we forget we need a Savior. That we can't do it on ourselves by ourselves, and that's okay. Tonight we celebrate that our God is with us, that our God dwells with us in all of our experiences, that he enters into the mess, he enters into the chaos, and he works with it, and he brings about our salvation. For anyone who has never gone to any Mass besides the Midnight Mass, a beautiful thing about the Masses for Christmas is that we have different readings based on what time of the day it is in this celebration. So the Vigil Mass had different readings than what we just heard proclaimed. And in the Vigil Mass, the Gospel, it begins with the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And it goes through the long list of names. And it's proof for us, I think, that God loves to enter into the messiness, that it doesn't have to be perfect for him to work with it. Because if you listen to this list of names, it's not a perfect line of descendants. And in fact, there are a lot of broken branches on that family tree, stumps that are dead and cut off, and yet a shoot always grows from it. This is not some perfect family tree that you would hang on a wall. But in reality, this genealogy of Christ it has within it true humanity. There are points where humans have fallen in that line. There is unfaithfulness that happens. There's exile. There's true sin. And yet Christ comes about by that line of David. Because God makes a promise, and he makes sure that it comes true, because he is faithful, he is powerful, and he is good. And so a father like that can step back and he can look at that genealogy, he can look at humanity, and he can say, I can work with this. In fact, I desire to be part of this. I desire to espouse myself to you, humanity. That is what we're celebrating today. Because it doesn't have to be perfect for God to enter into it. As we were setting up this nativity scene over here, I was thinking of how much time we spend placing the figurines. How much time, I think, when we set up a nativity scene, that we try to make it perfect. And yet in today's gospel tonight that we heard proclaimed, it was far from ideal, I think. Very unexpected that our Savior, Christ the Lord, would be born in such a state, a messy stable. And we hear the line that there was no room for him. And this morning, Deacon Derek, the transitional deacon who's with us during break, we were talking about that line. And he, just this past January, spent time in Bethlehem as part of his seminary formation. And he said his guide was explaining to them that oftentimes we only think of that as there's no space. But they're in Bethlehem. Their family members are all around, and most family members would make room for a few more people. And Derek said what they had a discussion about was the reality that there was rejection involved. Mary and Joseph, a young couple with child by the Holy Spirit, I'm sure there were a lot of rumors within that family. And the knowledge that Mary was about to give birth, and that would make the household unclean until they were to enter into ritual purifying. And so in many cases, in the discussion, Derek said that the reality would have been that there wasn't just not room, but families saying, no, not here. We don't want your mess. We don't want to deal with that. And so they end up in the garage. They end up in the stable. They end up in this manger. And that's where Christ enters into humanity. And I think for us, a lot of times, in our broken humanity, we want to say, not in this mess. And we want to push away a Father, a God, a Savior, who is desiring a relationship with us. And so today, Merry Christmas. We celebrate this with joy, because the reality that our God has chosen us, he's chosen to enter into us, regardless of the messiness. And he proves that point by creating this manger scene, by creating this reality, Jesus Christ entering into the mess, the shepherds, the outcasts, coming to be the first to witness that glory. And so we too rejoice in that glory. When we say Merry Christmas, what we're saying is I believe that our God is powerful enough to work with my brokenness, to enter into the mess. When we give gifts or sing carols or celebrate, what we're saying in this season is that I believe that my God is good and generous enough to give himself to me. When we celebrate in these coming feasts, what we are saying is that I believe that My God can work with me. My God can enter into the very areas that I'm trying to keep him out of. That my God enters into the darkness and the light casts it away. May we believe that more fully this Christmas. May we truly believe this Christmas, because that is the promise. And our Father, he is powerful and he is good. And he has proven that he will keep that promise.